Hey everyone, welcome back to the Practical Church Revitalization Podcast. I think I might just change it back and add church back in there. But it has been an interesting month. I know we haven't recorded, we haven't been here. When I said that we were going to do seasons, I didn't think it would be like this. I know of at least one other podcast that's doing it this way. I know I've been told by people, just continue. And I don't know. I just think right now, having the seasons, being able to take a break and get things going is a wonderful, beautiful thing to have as a... thing with the podcast. So anyway, I'm going without a script. I have had a lot of stuff. I went on my first vacation in 5 years, and it is something I'm glad I did. A lot of time to reflect, a lot of time to think. You'd never realize how often you are thinking irrationally because you have not had time to yourself. I'm going to say that right now. And then there are 100 other things that I'm sitting here and I'm just thinking of. So this is kind of a mini podcast. I know you guys probably don't like this. My wife and I have been talking off and on about, maybe having two types of podcasts in here, one with me by myself, one with her. We're trying to figure it out. You know, it's one of those things where I think you have good ideas. And one thing I've noticed is people have good ideas, good intentions, but stuff never really happens. So for me, this is kind of, given the last podcast, and so many people having so many different things that they were wondering what was going to happen. Am I leaving New England? Am I leaving, my church? Am I, quitting the podcast, all sorts of things. No to all those right now. It's not a misnomer. I have been back last week. I started getting back into our stuff here at the church. I've had a couple of meetings with some great people and mentors and just stuff to kind of help me get back into a thinking. I'm doing some new strategy. So basically, let me say, as we've said with this podcast, and even though this is going without our intro, as I have said with our podcast, and our podcast intro says, this is revitalization in real time. And so one thing that I think has in the last 5 years of church revitalization really bugged me, and I know bug might seem like a hard word to use, but please let me say this so you can understand it better. So within our church revitalization effort here, you come in and we're in one of the Sin Cities for the North American Missions Board. So there is a lot of emphasis on church planting. I have come from a planting background. Not that I was a church planter, but I was involved in a church plant as an associate pastor. I was not initially a part of the launch team, but I joined shortly after the church was launched. And so there are things that you see, and then when you're trying to figure out how you can get that for your church, especially when you're seeing guys who do have a church planting background and they're getting like missions teams up here to help with their revitalization, it gets frustrating because nobody has ever sat down and mentored you. You know, there's a lot of things that go on in these things that I think people need to look at. And I think future part is realize where we need to do some mentoring and some discipling with revitalization and replanting pastors to help them understand and get people in those types of situations for their end game, you know, however you want to say, but ultimately it's to help their ministry flourish. And so I've had that the last couple of weeks. I've had a number of people sit down with me and talk to me and really guide me in, hey, this is what you need to do. This is how you need to do it. And so we're working towards getting partnerships. I have a meeting next week with somebody from our state convention to talk about how to get partnerships and different things. And that comes from a meeting I had actually just this past Monday. Yes, this past Monday. So there's a lot of stuff going on for us. Now, let me kind of do a little bit of maintenance, housekeeping on this for us, for you to understand what's going on and where we are here at Legacy Church. So we have had quite a bit of interesting stuff. So we had some guests come in and speak. This, you know, while I was on vacation, we have one guy who's actually going to be introducing to us, kind of a pay it forward type of, campaign for us, where, you know, you've probably seen it, you know, you go up to a, coffee shop to buy a coffee and, you know, you're told the coffee has been paid for. It's kind of like that, a little bit different. But we've got something like that that we've got cooking right now. We just did our outdoor service. Second annual outdoor service was this past Sunday. And we had eight people stop in and stay and talk afterwards and try to find out more about the church. And was really well. We had one salvation in that. And it was really a good time for us, and we have been discussing whether or not we want to do this once a month in the summer, so one for June, one for July, one for August. So we're trying to figure that out right now as we talk, and maybe when me and Natalie record for the next episode, we'll discuss that a little bit more. Another thing that's come up is I am trying to work with my alma mater. I'm actually waiting to have a phone call with them where I'm going to talk to them about some of the needs up in New England for revitalization and how perhaps they can partner with us or partner up here, you know, this. So I'm speaking from the hip on that. I really don't know quite where that conversation is going to go, but that's what we're trying to do with that is try to figure out what are the things, because, you know, I'll say this. I have had a lot of frustration. I realize that over 5 years, I have had a lot of frustration because I see help going to the planters, but then I'm wondering about the revitalizers. And as I said last time, I have just seen so much go on with guys just closing up shop, and it becomes disheartening. You know, you really wonder if revitalization is the future, then why is it becoming such a struggle, I guess, is how I would term that. So trying to come up with stuff for that. And then we've got other things. We're going to be opening up our Thanksgiving potluck. So what we've done is in the past, something we carried over from a couple of churches that we've done this at, my wife and I, is we do a Thanksgiving potluck, and we have done it just strictly for the church family. And we have some new attenders at the church, and they've suggested, well, why don't you open it up for the community? And we've got the backing to do that. So that's what we're going to be doing. And on top of that, we're going to take whatever leftovers we have and package those up and take them to the civil servants, the police and fire departments in town. You know, and we're not saying that we're, you know, not thinking of them. We're in a well-off town, so a well-off area, really. There's, I don't want to make it sound, you know, goody-two-shoes or anything, but there's very few poor areas in the surrounding towns, if any, and so there's like no homeless shelters or anything in these towns that we could bring that. And we've just decided that, you know, the best thing would be is a lot of these men and women that serve us, protect us, you know, they're away from their families. And, you know, it's just a way to show love on them. So we're going to be doing that. There's a couple other things too that people threw out at us. Had to make sure I said that right. but threw out at us that we're going to be looking at doing also. But here's the thing. And I don't know, you know, I hesitate to say this because I don't know where it's going to go. I don't have a publisher, but I have been working on a book. I'm about 5 chapters in. I'm planning only 8 chapters. Part of the reason why I've started books in the past and failed is because I'm thinking it's got to have 15 chapters and all sorts of stuff. And as I've read over my time away from the podcast, you know, I've come into some really great books, which were only 5, 6, 7, 8 chapters. And I said, you know, if I can get something out of that, maybe I can give something for someone else by doing just a few chapters. And so that's what I've been doing. I've been working on these chapters. And I'm at that point where I come up with a great title for a chapter. I have to write it down. I had that happen last night. I said, oh, this would be a great thing for a chapter. I was getting ready to go to bed and I didn't have paper. And I woke up and did not know, or, you know, did not remember what that chapter is. But that's the one thing I'm trying to work on right now is just these titles, the content. I know that once I get some of this stuff done, I'm going to go back and I'm going to add stuff because I know me, I don't always get my point across on what I'm trying to say. I've actually done that with the, I think the first chapter. I did. I wrote it and I was like, nope. I went back in it and I added probably about three more paragraphs to kind of get the point across. So that's what I'm working on and doing. And I'm trying to do that, not, you know, not that it takes away from my time as a pastor and doing the stuff that I need to do. But, you know, I've said to myself, if I can set aside one day a week to do this, then I can have it done. And that's what's been going on. So I've got a couple of people who are already saying that they're going to read it and give me blurbs for it. And then what's going to come is the, you know, I don't know. I don't know anything about self-publishing. I don't know anything about self-publishing or, you know, even like giving these over to companies. But, you know, it's going to be something I will have, you know, have written by, you know, by the end of the year anyway, it will be written. And maybe sometime next year it gets published, Lord willing, if that's God's goal for me. So anyway, that's it. That's kind of the housekeeping. I'm still working on getting some interviews done, and we shall see what happens when all that is said and done. But that's it. I'm going to say God bless and talk to you later. All right. Bye-bye.